With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, April 22nd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, the Galen Catholic boys track team picked up their first meet win of the year last night by winning the Hinton Boys Blackhawk Relays. The Jays fought through the tough competitors from schools like MMCRU, Hinton, Akron Westfield, and Remsen St. Mary's, along with others, to come away with their first win of the year. Another thing the Jays had to fight through was some nagging injuries, as head coach Jeremy Sindler says. He was pleased with how his team was able to adapt to those challenges.
We're a little banged up right now. We got two of our better runners are kind of injured, so they weren't able to run tonight. But it was good to see some of the younger guys step up and play a big role in getting our first team victory of the year. Track's an individual sport, but we preach a lot of team effort. There's the team aspect of the relays. There's also the team scores, and the guys really buy into that, and they help cheer each other on, and that's really good to see as a coach, just them working together for one common goal. So really proud of the effort that the guys put forth tonight.
The Jays' camaraderie is probably highlighted best by their work in their relay teams. The Jays were able to take the title in the sprint medley and the 4x200 relay to help improve their overall meet standings. Coach Schindler says his relay teams want the team to succeed, and that's what makes them run so well.
You're not just competing for yourself. There's that little extra, I don't want to let my teammates down in this relay. And, you know, really proud. I thought our 4x8 ran really well tonight. They set a PR by like 20 seconds, so very proud of them. There's definitely some things in the sprint relays that we got to clean up. Our sprint medley set a PR by 3 seconds tonight. They really ran well. I actually think that time, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it might put us first in the state in 1A. So those guys did a really good job. And again, I think it's just they like and enjoy running together, and they feed off of each other.
As a smaller school, of course, Galen Catholic doesn't have the luxury of fielding a bigger track team where everyone can get the breaks that they need during a meet. So Coach Schindler says he wants to see his team do a bit of a better job of recovering in between events so that they can be as fresh as possible for their next event.
Tonight was an extremely quick meet. One class, just boys, so if you can handle tonight, you can handle the district meet because they slow things down at districts and you're going to be able to recover more. So, but we got to make sure we take care of ourselves, not only throughout the week in practice, icing, stretching properly, all that good stuff, but take care of ourselves at the meets. We have to make sure that we recover in order to run our best.
The Jays will be back in action on Tuesday at Lawton Bronson's home meet. And the results from that invite at Hinton last night, of course, Galen the winner at 133 points. MMCRU was second with 195. And the host Hinton finished third with 93 points. Akron Westfield was in seventh. Remsen St. Mary's was eighth. Some of the winners of the events, of course, Keaton Bonderson, the winner in the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash, with his teammate Aiden Spangler coming second in the 200-meter dash. In the 400-meter dash, that is where Hinton's Beau DeRocher comes in first. He was running his first event of the season, and an excellent way to get things started there for Beau DeRocher. The 800-meter run, that goes to Remsen St. Mary's' Brody Shorg. The 1600-meter run went to a Sibley O'Cheedon runner, but MMCRU's Caden Gallus was in second. Same story in the 3200-meter run, where Gallus finishes second once again. The 110-meter high hurdles, Hinton's Garrett Stahl comes in second. The 400-meter low hurdles, that's where Max Stride of MMCRU comes in second place. The 4x100 relay, Galen Catholic had the best finish of the Plymouth County schools in second place. The 4x2, as mentioned earlier, Galen was first in that with a time of 135.06. 4x400 relay, MMCRU comes in second in that event, and the Royals 4x800 relay comes in first, clocking in a little over 9 minutes. The sprint medley from Galen Catholic, also first place at a minute 37.11. The distance medley from MMCRU comes in second. Shuttle hurdle from Hinton was the first place time at the meet. The high jump going to Landon Lovren, who PR'd at 6 feet 2 inches. Excellent jumping there from Lovren. Connor Kraft, the best Plymouth County finisher in the long jump from Galen Catholic, he was third. third. Ian Blau, he sweeps the throwing events, wins the shot put at 53 feet 5 inches, and wins the discus at 145 feet 9 inches for Akron Westfield's lone win of the meet. You can check out the full listing of individual results on our website at KLAM1410.com under the sports scores and results page. To the Bob Guin invite at Sioux City East was hosting. Lamar's and Hinton's girls were in action there, and of course the Lamar's boys on the other side. Some of the highlights there on the girls' side in the 800-meter run, Hinton's Gabby Friesen came in fourth place. 100-meter hurdles, that's where you find Anna Coffey of Hinton coming in first. Lamar's Savannah Manley was in third. The 400-meter hurdles, Hinton's Carlene Hicklin comes in fourth place. In the 4x400 relay, Hinton's team of Ashlyn Kovarna, Gabby Friesen, Cadence Peters, and Ava Lang come in second. And Hinton's 4x8 team of Ashlyn Kovarna, Kyra Peters, Cadence Peters, and Gabby Friesen come in first place. The distance medley, Hinton's team comes in second. And the same for Hinton's shuttle hurdle team, also coming in second place. To the field events, Lily McNaughton of Lamar's was second in the long jump at 16 feet, 8 and a quarter inches. Lauren Kunkel of Hinton had herself a great day in the throwing events, second in the shot put at 35 feet 9 inches, and demolishes her old school record from just a couple weeks ago, 134 feet 7 inches in the discus. And Lauren Kunkel of Hinton blew out her previous school record from earlier this year by 15 feet. What an outstanding showing by Lauren Kunkel there at the Bob Guin invite in Sioux City. On the boys' side of things, the highlights for Lamar's. In the 200-meter dash, Bo Wadley and Matt Vondrak go second and third for the Bulldogs. Alex Allen wins himself the 800-meter run at a time of 2 minutes and 5.81 seconds. The hurdlers for Lamar's have proven themselves to be some of the best, not just in the area, but some of the best in the state. That was on display again last night as the Bulldogs finish 1, 2, and 4 in the 110-meter high hurdles. Reese Spieler in first at 15.13 seconds, coming 18 hundredths of a second off the school record at Lamar's. Connor Calhoun was second, a full second behind Spieler, and Riley Sadowski came in fourth for the Bulldogs in the 110-meter high hurdles. In the 400-meter low hurdles, Reese Spieler was second, Connor Calhoun in fourth. In the 4x1, Lamar's finished second. They finished second as well. In the 4x2, the Bulldogs win the sprint medley and the shuttle hurdle, two events that they have been outstanding in. In the field events, Sione Fafita wins the high jump, 6 feet 4 inches, flying off the track at Elwood Olsen Stadium yesterday. The throwing events, no shocker there. They go to Brandon Vanderslice. He wins the shot at 59 feet 11 inches and wins the discus at 170 feet 8.5 inches as well. The full listing of individual results, again, can be found on our website at KLAM1410. com. Some of the other track meets going on. The Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central girls win the Stephanie Street Memorial meet in Haywarden yesterday with 131 points. Lots of great things to highlight there. We don't have the time for it. Be sure to check our website at KLAM1410.com. You'll see a lot of individual results in good places for Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central on the girls' side. The MMCRU girls were in action at OABCIG. They finished seventh, and the highlight there for the Royals was Emily Dreckman coming in second in the high jump at 5 feet even. And to boys' track results from that Stephanie Street Memorial meet, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central coming in second to West Lyon. Again, the individual results from that can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. War Eagle Conference golf yesterday was in full swing as well, and some great wins for the Plymouth County schools. Galen Catholic beat Unity Christian 219 to 224. Jaden Barthel was second individually at 48, and Olivia Bunkers shot a 54 to finish third. Remsen St. Mary's beat Harris Lake Park 219 to 224. Sydney Tritz, the medalist, at 45. She shot on 9 holes for Remsen St. Mary's, and Macy Gravenesh shot a 55, finished 4th. MMCRU beats West Sioux, who does not have enough individuals to warrant a team score, but the Royals did shoot 229. Sydney Creer was 3rd individually, shooting a 56, with Belle Olson right behind her at a 57. And Akron Westfield blows out South O'Brien in their first competition of the season, 199-246. Taryn Wilkin, Ellie Martinson, and Natalie Nielsen go 1, 2, and 3 for the Westerners in that duel. The River Valley Invite, Kingsley Pearson's girls golf team, finished second to MVAOCOU, 10 strokes behind the Rams. But Abby Thompson was tied for medalist in that tournament, shooting a 43, and her teammate Jordan Sitzman right behind her at 44. To the boys' golf scene, Galen Catholic boys get a win over Unity Christian, 178-181. Galen's Dawson Barthel, the medalist at 41, and his teammates Elias Sitzman and Gabe Wilchin tie for fourth with 44 apiece. Remsen St. Mary's dominates Harris Lake Park, 183-214. Austin Schwickerath and Hunter Pick tie for second for the Hawks, shooting 45 apiece. MMCRU, they beat West Sioux by 25 strokes, 200-225. Preston Astidius, the medalist for the Royals, shooting a 46. Casey Nix and Bryce Tenninger tie for second, shooting 51 apiece. And Akron Westfield, their first boys' golf duel of the season, beating South O'Brien handedly, 167-210. Carter Wilkin, the medalist, shooting a 39. Jackson Marnock, second with a 42. And Carson James is in third with a 43. And soccer results from yesterday. The Lamar soccer teams get wins. The girls beat Unity Christian 3-1 behind 3 first-half goals for the Bulldogs in Orange City yesterday. And the Lamar's boys, they win an overtime thriller. 2-1 is the final score over Unity Christian. An overtime winner for the Bulldogs gets themselves the win at home. And the overtime goal coming from Alan Davila Quinones in the first couple of minutes of the overtime period against Unity Christian at home. Again, the Bulldogs winners on the girls' side 3-1 and on the boys' side 2-1 in overtime. All of these scores and results, they're on our website at KLAM1410.com under the sports tab, sports scores and results, individual results for track, team scores for golf and soccer, and track it's all there, KLEM1410.com. Taking a look at the sports schedule for today, Lamar's girls golf, they are hosting an invitational at Willow Creek Golf Course. Galen Catholic also participating. That is a 9-hole tournament this afternoon. Lamar's boys soccer, they're at the Sioux City tournament today, taking on Helan and Sioux City West. And in golf today, MMCRU is at South O'Brien. Hinton will be in a triangular in Cherokee, taking on the Braves and Woodbury Central. West Sioux's at Remsen St. Mary's. And in track, Akron Westfield and Remsen St. Mary's are at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Beg your pardon on that one. Be sure to check out, again, KLEM1410.com for sports scores and results. Also, check out our Twitter at KLEM Sports. We were in Hinton last night. We've got some highlights from the track meet, video clips, all there on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports. On Twitter, be sure to follow us so you get those highlights and whatnot sent directly to your Twitter feed. This has been your Friday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.